once knew his children. This old house once knew his wife. This old house was home and comfort as they fought the storms of life. This old house once rang with laughter. This old house heard many shouts. Now it trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's a-getting ready to meet the same.
Ready to meet the same.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. According to the Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, here in Australia, solar activity continues to be at a very low level. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 70, that's 70, and the daily equivalent smooth sunspot number has dropped to single digits, 5. Those figures are not likely to change significantly in the immediate future. And as we've said before in our programs, we're currently moving through the final phase of solar cycle number 24, which is not now expected to complete until about this time next year. So in the meantime, high frequency propagation will be subject to considerable uncertainty and unreliability, particularly on the high frequency bands on darkness or semi-darkness paths. First of all, some shortwave station news. Philippines. Radio Veritas Asia has announced that it's discontinuing all of its shortwave broadcasts as from June 30 this year. The station is the non-commercial Catholic shortwave station broadcasting to Asia. It's based in Quezon City, Philippines, and is owned by the Philippine Radio Educational and Information Center, which previously owned the original Radio Veritas from 1969 to 1991. Its Urdu service started this broadcast on August 14, 1987, in Lahore, Pakistan. Its mission is to promote justice to the oppressed through programs with specific moral, religious and inspirational content, and to voice peace and harmony among the sects, races and sexes through socio-cultural programs and to promote dialect among different regions. So from 1969 until the present, Radio Veritas Asia has been widely heard by shortwave enthusiasts around the world, and its loss will be missed. June 30th, 2018 is the official announced closing date for Radio Veritas Asia. Now some propagation notes made here in Melbourne. We're now approaching our midwinter period, not very many weeks to go to the June solstice, and in our morning period many signals are audible here in the 2030 to 2230 period. Summary of notable frequency occupancies may be of interest. Between 2030 and 2100, 49 metres. 6040, China National Radio Network 2 from signing on at 2055. 6090, Ethiopia, Radio Amhara, broadcasting in the Amharic language. Another Ethiopian station, Radio Fana, broadcasting on 6110 with transmissions in the Oromo language. and 6115, Radio Veritas Asia. The morning service in Chinese, signing on at 2055. Another frequency for China National Radio Network 2 is 6155 at 2100. And 6185, China Radio International from the Serik, Albania, relay station broadcasting in Albanian. And in the 41 metre band, 7425, Iran with its Arabic program. China Radio International on 9525 from the Beijing transmitting site in Russian. And another frequency in this band to the station, 9585, from in the Hungarian language, broadcasting from the Kashi site. And 9620, the Voice of Turkey in Ankara, broadcasting in English. That's actually on the air 2030 to 2100. And 9845, China National Radio Network 1. And from 2200 to 2230, these signals were noted recently. 9600, the Vatican Radio from Santa Maria di Galleria, broadcasting in Chinese. That's the morning service to Asia. 9450, China National Radio Network 11 in the Tibetan language. 9610, China National Radio Network 8 in the Mongolian language. 9625, the Voice of America from the Tanang relay station in the Philippines in Chinese. 9635, the Voice of Vietnam carrying a domestic service in local languages. It actually signs on at 2145. And on 9650, North Korea, the Voice of Korea from Pyongyang broadcasting in Japanese. And 9870, broadcasting service of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, broadcasting in Arabic. And finally, 9775, China National Radio Network 2. So, considerable activity from those notes as we observe reception here in Melbourne during our sunrise and post-sunrise. Now, some monitoring observations from Eastern Europe, from the SWL DX Bulgaria newsletter. Austria, the Österreichische Rundfunk, Austrian Radio, heard on 6155 between 0500 and 0620 with broadcasts in German. That's from the Moosfriend transmitting site, 300 kilowatts. And other stations noted in the Bulgaria news, Lutheran World Federation Voice of the Gospel via the Issedon relay station in France, 15315, 1830 to 1900, programs to West and Central Africa in African dialects, 500 kilowatts, 180 degrees antenna. And Deutsche Welle, broadcasting on 9830 from the Sao Tome relay station, 0630 to 0700 in Hausa to West Africa. That's 100 kilowatts, 0 degrees. And also on 11800, same time, same language, from Issedon in France, 500 kilowatts, 170 degrees. And NHK World Japan Network, Radio Japan, via the Issedon relay station, heard in Eastern Europe between 0800 and 1000 on 15290, broadcasting to Western Central Africa in Japanese. 500 kilowatts there on 190 degrees. And good signals noted in Bulgaria of the Radio Sultanate of Oman broadcasting station. 15140 is the frequency at around 1400 in English to Western Europe, and that's 100 kilowatts, antenna 315 degrees. And Transworld Radio Africa broadcasting from the Gregoria Pole Relay Station, 1800 to 1845, using 9940, to East Africa in the Tigrinya language, Mondays to Thursdays. That's 300 kilowatts, 157 degrees. And the Far East Broadcasting Association, using the Moosbrunn Relay Station in Austria, noted on 15260 between 0800 and 0830 to northern near and Middle East in Arabic, very good signals, 100 kilowatts and 115 degrees. And the frequency change for the Bible Voice Broadcasting Station via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, 1130 to 1200, the new frequency is 15640, English to East Asia Sundays, that replaces 9420, 100 kilowatts and 076 degrees antenna. World Harvest Radio International, broadcasting on 17815, noted in Europe between 1600 and 1800, that's the American religious station, to Central Africa in English, 250 kilowatts, 085 degrees. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.
Thank you.